Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Global Ports Holding first half interim results conference call. Today's speakers will be Mr. Emri Sayan, CEO, Ms. Feyda Iddir, CFO. I will now hand over to your host, Mr. Emri. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good day, everyone. I will try to summarize our results, and if that's okay with you, then we can continue with the Q&A. I want to start with the commercial segment of our business, where we see a very good performance this half in 2007. We have been able to grow the EBITDA by about 5%, and we expect an even stronger H2 in the commercial business. To clarify that, I just want to give you a couple of numbers of what the ongoing business has done in the commercial business year-on-year, not including the project cargo, that's how we specify it. It's the projects that we are basically expecting in the second half of the year. Without just taking the ongoing business into consideration, our business actually grew 7.4%, and EBITDA grew 13% in the commercial side. And basically taking into account that some of these projects will be realized because of signed contracts for the second half, like I said, we are expecting a stronger second half on the commercial side of the business. When we look at the cruise side of the business, we see strong cruise passenger number growth, which is great for the future. But the Turkish cruise ports are affected by the weakness in consumer sentiment. This basically is a result of course, what happened in 2016, but furthermore, the ongoing political tensions between the government before and even after the referendum, mainly with the European states. To give a bit more color into this, our total passenger growth is 14%. This does not include the ports we don't consolidate, like Venice, Singapore, and Lisbon. If we were to include them, the overall growth in passenger numbers would be 20%. Unfortunately, the Turkish ports are our most profitable ports, and the profits not only come from terminal revenues, but also from providing marine services because we operate those ports fully and from ancillary revenues. So the drop in cruise ships and passenger numbers had a big impact on our numbers for H1. Taking this into account and looking at the second half, our outlook in our organic side, in our current business is going to be single-digit growth this year. So we are more cautious looking into the future for 2017. On the inorganic side, I just want to emphasize that our funnel is intact. The biggest projects are making, we are seeing progress in the project, and we can probably expect some news before this year is over, especially in Europe and in the Caribbean. We are also focused on Asia, as you might recall, but these are a bit more long-term projects on that side. I want to continue with our financials. The impact of the impact of H1 resulted in a loss of $6.7 million in H1, and this is mainly because of the $15.1 million of amortization expense in relation to port operation rights, which is a non-cash item. Our cash flow, our operating cash flow was strong with $25.2 million during the reporting period. And our net debt to EBITDA level is 3.8% for Global Liman, which is slightly higher than the 2.9% for GPH PLC. But since we're talking about the bond, bond numbers, bond covenants, we should pay attention to the 3.8% net debt over EBITDA. And we have also announced an interim dividend of 21.6 pence per share for this period. I think that that kind of summarizes H1 for me. I'm sure we'll have more discussions in the Q&A session, which I want to start right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Well, as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no questions. Mr. Emery, back to you for the conclusion.
Well, okay, thank you very much. I just want to summarize what I said at the beginning. I feel it's important because this is really an interesting H1 for us. When I look at the cruise business, I see that all the ports outside the Turkish ports are in line with the plan, and they are growing and they are operating up to standard, and you know, we are not concerned. In fact, we are actually we're actually positive that our current initiatives in improving ancillary revenues will prove to be successful, and that will increase the yield and the profitability of those ports in the future. When I look at the commercial business, as I said, it's strong and it's showing potential for the second half. And the situation in Turkey, we believe, is temporary. And when the political tensions ease, and when, of course, with the help of time as well, the consumer sentiment will improve and the ships will come back to the Turkish ports. And at that time, our most profitable ports will be once again contributing to our cruise business. So I just want to make sure that you understand the big picture and the long term view that we have, and as always, of course, the thing that's very interesting for us will be the acquisitions going forward, and we have a full pipeline and really exciting projects in front of us. I want to thank you for participating and listening to us, and we will be very happy if you have further questions. Please contact our IR team and we'll get back to you. Have a good day.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.